keep on going and the patience. Oh Allah, grant me ease.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytwanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, welcome back to another silsila of our issues, and we have another unique topic today. And the topic of today is theft, meaning those people who are involved in stealing, in robbery. This is what we're going to be talking about today. So before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a blessing, a reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me wherever you are, as your salat reaches me. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers, wherever you are in the world, get into the habit of reciting salat upon, salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This salat, this our reading, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah will reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's court. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, our topic today, theft. What can we say regarding theft today? You can say that so many people, whether the person is old, whether the person is young, a woman or a man, a girl or a boy, everyone is involved in theft, in stealing, or someone in their life, sometime or another, has stolen from someone, or has stolen someone's belonging somewhere or another. It's such a disease of our society. And sometimes people don't even consider this to be a wrong action, that they think that it's okay to do this, not realizing that this comes in the same category as a person who is stealing from a bank, a person who is robbing a store or a shop. That person is also involved in theft. Little example of that is, you go to a store, you pick up a fruit or something which you want to taste without the owner's authorization, without the owner's permission. This will also come under theft. And my dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have Waseem Bhai with us. Before we go on to our topic today and asking Waseem Bhai regarding this, I want to share a little incident with you regarding theft. It is mentioned that a robber, a thief, he was caught in the cases of theft and robbery, and also other charges were put on him, and he was sentenced to be hanged. Now, before he was sentenced to be hanged, he was asked that, what is your last request? And he said, I want to see my mother. His mother was bought, and to shock and horror of the people who were gathered there, saw that instead of him falling into the feet of his mother, asking forgiveness, he sprung onto his mother, tried to hurt her, tried to injure her. The police, they grabbed him, they took him back, and they cursed him, and they said, what kind of immodest and shameful man are you, that you're hitting your mother, and especially at the last moments of your life, before you are hanged? He said that, I will never forgive my mother. I will never forgive my mother. It is my mother who has caused me to this stage of being hanged today. They asked that, what are you trying to say? He said that, once when I was a child, I stole my class fellow's pencil and I brought it home, and I showed my mother, and I said, mother, and I told her in fear, I told my mother that I stole my class fellow's pencil. My mother said, oh son, if you like it, keep it. It's only a pencil. As I grow up, I started to steal from shops and other places, and I made a gang of thieves. And obviously, those who are involved in theft, if someone comes to stop them, they are taking people's life. And like this, he was also in this situation, and he was about to be hanged, and this is what he did. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, this story teaches us many things. The reality, it was not right for him to hit his mother. The reason for mentioning this type of story is that we can reflect that when we are educating our children, when we are upbringing our children, we need to be careful in not to teach them such things which can lead them to stealing and theft. So So my dear Islamic brothers, save yourself, save your family members from these types of things. And our topic today, we've got Waseem bhai with us. Waseem bhai, theft, robbery, so many people are involved in this.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, you gave a beautiful introduction and you put some light onto the matter with the parents as well. A few things contribute, like many other things, that cause a person to steal and commit these actions. One of the points that I'd like to mention in regards to today's topic is what our children see on TV. Now, at times they're watching cartoons, and you know, the parents are happy as well. My child's in the room, you know, peace and quiet for half an hour, for one episode that's happening. Now, when these children are watching these cartoons, these kind of things like stealing and other things are also taught to the children indirectly here. That they see characters who are taking things and at times bullying other people to get those possessions. So at times we really need to be careful on what our children watch on the channel. Because if they are watching these and they're getting these ideas, this will encourage them to also do these actions. Because obviously it's their favorite show, they like watching that particular show, they like watching that cartoon. But if that particular cartoon is their favorite character, you know, he hasn't got something and someone else has got something and he's going to steal and take their thing, this maybe will encourage the children as well. So it's very important that we actually keep an eye on what our children are watching. Alhamdulillah, Madini channel is there, mashallah. We were just speaking about cartoons, Ghulam Rasool. These kind of cartoons are showing the true image of Islam. These are rectifying our children and bringing light into our home and feeding them to our children, alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, Waseem bhai, so many tricks of trade in theft are shown. You're talking about cartoons, obviously, dramas, yes, movies, all these, so many tricks. Actually, it's educating thieves in our society, you can say. People who are watching these type of movies, and you know, and to make these type of movies or these sort of things interesting, they show theft being done, they show stealing being done, they show tricks like this being done to make it, give it an extra interesting feeling to that movie. Waseem bhai, obviously, regarding watching cartoons, movies, dramas, these things are showing, there are other aspects which the children are learning from. For example, today, computer games are made in this way that you have to steal something, you have to break into something, you have to rob someone, etc.
One major problem in our society, and you know, this is something that the parents need to be educated about as well. You know, children go to school, and you know, all of a sudden a new game's out, computer game's out. And everyone's speaking about it, that look, that game's out, I've pre-ordered it, it's going to come to my house on the first day, I've got the delivery booked for the first day when it's out. Now the thing is, the child goes home and speaks to his parents, that look, I need to buy this game, it's going to cost 50, 60 pounds for a computer game. And then the parents say, okay, that's fine. But one thing that the parents don't realize is that each game has its audience. 12 plus, 14 plus, 15 plus, then you've got the 18 plus. Your 11, 12, 13 year old child is asking for a game which even the manufacturer said that only 18 plus should be playing this game. Mm-hmm. And you are there foolishly just saying, okay son, here's 50, 60 pound, pre-order the game, and then your son is playing this game. What actually is in this game? In these particular games, not all of them, but the ones I'm talking about is, you know, you get this free time, you're there, and basically, you've got this free time in the game as well. You can do anything you want. The person, he gets someone out of the car and he jumps into their car. Then a person goes to the bank, he takes as much as money as he wants. Then he gets the police. You know, these kind of things are taught to the children. Then, you know, he's got some more free time in the game. And, you know, he goes and he robs people and then he buys stuff. Allah. What is this doing at a young age? Then you're 12, you're 13, you're 15, you're 16, and even the adults as well. It's definitely not a good vision that's going to our community, that a person goes and does what he wants majority of the time, that he doesn't get caught. So it's very important that these things that our children and our youngsters are doing, the parents keep an eye on this and they try to refrain their children from playing these games.
Waseem bhai, this obviously we've talked about from the parents aspect and upbringing of the child. This is important as well, because the children are picking these types of habits. And the example can be given, if a child sees a father tricking someone or lying or cheating someone, and this is also a type of theft as well. Mm. Theft is not just breaking into someone's house or robbing something, but if you're cheating on someone and taking unlawful money in that way, this is also a prime example. Is a father is selling his car in front of his son. His son's there standing with him. father saying, nothing wrong with the car. The son knows what everything that car went through, what they went through with that car. You might have so many problems. Or they're selling any specific item, and that item has so much defects, yet they are covering that up.
Abdul, it's also mentioned that you spoke about robbery, we're talking about theft. Every 26 seconds, a robbery is taking place outside. Allah. Now, people, every 26 seconds of the Hanan.
Seconds you're talking about,
seconds,
not minutes.
Not so minutes.
For the viewers,
every
might be thinking.
26 seconds, a theft, a robbery is committed out there. Wow. So it's very important. And what's another reason, you know, we spoke about the parents' role, you know, watching what the children watch, watching, you know, what they're playing as well. But at times, it's not the parents' fault. Now, for example, a child, we spoke about a gang a few episodes before. And a child, he wants to be part of a gang. Now, what happens is that peer pressure. That, look, if you want to be part of us, you're going to have to go to the shop and you're going to have to get this much packets of crisps or sweets or drinks or whatever the normal thing of today is. Wow. That you're going to have to go and get this from the shop. So at times, it's also peer pressure as well. That, you know, to fit in with the crowd, to do what they are doing, we also need to do that as well. So again, it comes down to company. That who is our company? Is our company those people that go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, or is our company those that actually go steal, put pressure on people, rob people, steal from them? This is something that we have to take a look at.
Wasim bhai, obviously there's different aspects, different age involved in different types of theft. When a child, he's normally stealing little things, like you mentioned, crisp packets. Although their father might be even giving that child money. Yeah. But he wants to save that money aside, right. And he goes and just walks into a shop, robs sweets, robs chocolate, crisp packets, etc. Or he goes into a store where there's expensive pens and pencils and crayons and these types of things. These types of things are stolen as well. And if it's something for the parents to also realize that they've given a child this much money, yet he's come home with all these things, what's this? It's something for the parents to ponder over as well.
That's right, 100%. And the parents obviously should be, you know, checking that, you know, where is my child getting all these things from? It's very important. And Abdul Hanan, in regards to another point that I would like to mention in regards to robbery, is that there are many types of robbery. Like you're going to steal from someone's house, and or it could be even in their house as well, that the child or family members, they are stealing from another family member.
Stealing from their own father's pocket,
that's
mother's
right.
pocket, yes.
You know, we spoke about drugs a few episodes ago. One of the major things that leads to drugs is cigarettes. Her father smoking, the child wants, he takes it. This is also a form of robbery as well. Abdul Hanan, another cause of robbery is obviously not having what someone else has. Then, you know, this greed comes into it, this jealousy comes into it. So all these major sins of Islam as well, all these things also contribute to theft. Look at that person. You know, look what he's got. Look what he's bringing to school every day. Look at what kind of things he's bringing in every day. So this jealousy also, this contributes as well. Then you've got greed. Look at his house. Look at my house. Look at his car. Look at my car. And you know, at times a person is living under the poverty line. He's struggling in life. And a person thinks that, look, I'm going to have to get something. But Abdul Hanan, one Madani pool that I would like to mention here in regards to seeing someone who is above you is, look, whatever is written for you, you will get. Why are you going out of your way, committing a crime, committing a major sin in Islam by taking someone else's possession? You know, leave it to Allah. Have trust in the court of Allah. If it's in your nasib, if it's in your destiny, you will get it, inshallah. So why are you going out of your way and taking it from someone else? Why are you going out of your way to obtain that thing? And Abdul Hanan bhai, there's many consequences as well. You know, we'll speak about this, inshallah, from a victim's perspective. But I just want to mention in regards to what length a person goes to cover his tracks. You know, first of all, threatening people. You know, you want something. Now, for example, you found someone vulnerable. You're going to take his possession. A person pulled that gun up, pulled a knife out in today's day and age. Then look, if you don't give me this, meaning that pressure, threatening people, this is a major sin in Islam. And you're doing this, why? Just for a bit of money, for just one valuable thing of this. Don't you know that you have to answer on the Day of Judgment? Then Abdul Hanan, by many other ways that a person covers his track. There was something that I was told about, that this happening in today's day and age as well. The purpose is 3, 4, 5 people, they go into a house to rob a house. House is empty at that moment in time. And most of the robberies of the Hanan, by take place between 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Because people know that this time is when the kids are at school, people are out, people are at work, people are gone shopping, etc., etc. Majority of the robberies take place at this time. Now, it's mentioned that what's happening in today's day and age is that people are going to various lengths to cover their tracks. It's mentioned about one group, four or five robbers, and what they do is that five of them go in, four of them actually go around the house, get the valuables. One of them, he stands at the bottom, next to the door. First of all, he goes to the kitchen, you know, heats up a kettle, gets the hot water and stands at the door. If any person walks into the house, he starts making noise, meaning it's an escape route for the people upstairs, quickly come down, and what he does is get the hot water and he throws it into the person's face.
Allah.
Meaning two lengths. First of all, you're taking the valuables, and then if you get caught, people are shot, people are stabbed. Why? Because we want their valuables. Okay, they find out, we're going to stab them now. We're going to throw water on them now. We're going to shoot them now. It's very common in our society today, unfortunately.
I think by these types of incidents are in front of us, when someone's, although he had no intention to take someone's life, they've gone into to rob a house, they've gone in to steal something, and someone's come there, someone's already in the house, and they've taken their lives to the extent, Wasim bhai, we've seen that elderly people, you know, people who couldn't even do nothing to them.
Couldn't defend themselves.
And couldn't even defend themselves, yet they end up taking their life. Why? Because they chose this way of theft, they chose this way of earning money or to bring money to them, and they've taken someone's life.
You know, some people of the Hanan, we hear about this as well, that face is covered, obviously, you know, they don't want their identity to be revealed. They go into a house, and this has happened as well. Mothers alone with 3-4 children, got the gun in their hand, got the knife in their hand. They say to the mother, look, if you don't tell us where the valuables are,
Allah,
your child, we're going to do what we need to do. You know, going to them lengths, lowering yourself that much to look, if you don't tell us where the gold is, where the money is, where the silver is, where the valuables are, where the keys are, we're going to do something to your son. Now, that mother, imagine, you know, how she's going to live her life knowing that her son was just about to be stabbed or killed. Why? Because she never told them where the valuables of the house
were. See, these people sort of need to reflect. They're doing this to someone else's house. Imagine if someone did it to their family, to their children, to their family members.
What goes around comes around.
And what would they feel? So if you, and this is for the views of Madani Channel and those people who are involved in theft and robbery, just imagine what you're doing today. If someone did it to you, would you like it? And if you don't like it, then these are things which we should leave. These are the habits which we should leave. Wasim bhai, obviously one of the things leading to theft, robbery is the love of wealth. People want to become rich very quick. People want a lot of money very quick. And they probably find it that if they're earning, they might take them, it might take them this long to get that much. Let's go on break into someone. I'm not talking about little break-ins. Our homes are sort of little things now. I don't think people do as much. It's people like to go into big robberies. For example, robbing a bank, people are planning to do this. Wasim bhai, the funny thing was, when I was in school, I remember there was a group of young lads. These were 13, 14 years old. And they actually were sitting and planning to actually rob a bank. Right? This is what their plans, 13, 14 years old, having plans made. Where they were getting these ideas, obviously they were watching movies. They were seeing it. Oh, this is how it's done. They built this courage. And they said, look, you know, we're going to go there. We're going to rob the bank. We're going to do this. This is how they planned. They've got themselves whatever they needed for that. And, you know,
there's another point that I'll mention here, the mark that is left on that person's life. You know, now a person is convicted that this person stole this much, he's gone to jail, or, you know, the news gets out that, you know, so-and-so's child, he was convicted. Now, what happens is, that child or that young lad or that person, elderly person, it could be anyone, like you said at the start as well. Now, when he's finally out of jail, now he goes to someone's house. Even though he's done his time in prison, but everyone will be cautious. People will say, you know, make sure you keep an eye on him. I'm going to the other room, text him, make sure you keep an eye on him. He's already come out from jail. Make sure that, that mark will be left on that person and his family as well, that Allah, this person stole. 20 years ago, he stole, but the mark will always be left. And Abdullah, in regards to the victims, no doubt it's a major, major, major trauma that is left on the victim's life. You know, you can't imagine, you know, money and just losing the valuables, This is not the major problem that they're faced with. This is something that, inshallah, by the will of Allah, they will get back. But it's the mental trauma. The person is many incidents. They can't sleep at night, sleepless nights. And you know, it comes to even such an extent that because they were robbed in such a horrific way, it's mentioned they feel scared to leave their home. Meaning they even can't even leave their own house because they fear this, that we're going to get robbed. And now they're just thinking, hear a small sound in the house, and they think to themselves, what if someone is in my house? And there's something called, Abdul Hanan, by post-traumatic stress disorder. And this is that particular action that, for example, now something has happened in your life. For example, you've had an accident, or you've been burgled in your house. This will always remain with the person, and you will get stress, you will get anxiety thinking about that. And when this comes back to the person, flashbacks, you know, closing your eyes and seeing all that, having nightmares at night, meaning just for a few pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, okay, 1,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds. This is the trauma and this is the mental effect that you will leave on someone's life just because you wanted a bit of luck.
Naseem bhai, obviously we've covered a lot of topics before. One of the topics we covered were drugs. And obviously people who are involved in theft, it's related with drugs. It's related to addiction. Now, they've got no money to buy the addiction. So what they will do, the first thing they can think of is theft. It's robbery, breaking into someone's house, or maybe other aspects. Mm. They see someone's bike, they might try to run away with it. They try to break into a car. So these types of things. Drugs is obviously a great means, or addiction is, you can say, a great means of people going into theft as well.
Definitely. And obviously, they just want to fulfill their addiction. You know, they want the desire to be fulfilled. Now, they would go to any means because they're addicted. You know, for them, it's everything. They just want to take that addiction. And, you know, people stealing from their parents. Mother's not home. Okay, let's go through a handbag. Father's not home. Let's go through his wallet. You know, and then what happens is that, you know, taking valuables from the home and going and selling them just to fulfill this habit. Then going to the shops. You know, stealing, picking things from here, picking things from there, and then they finally get caught and they're behind bars.
I remember I met once a youngster, and he became addicted to drugs, and because of his drug habits, he started to steal, and he got involved in theft so much that basically his own family disowned him. Basically, no one was ready to accept him. Mm. His own family, his own brothers weren't ready to keep him in their home. His own sisters, his own family members weren't ready to keep him there. Why? Because he was basically stealing from his own family members. Why? Because of the addiction, the drug. They left him. Eventually, he got locked up, he got caught. And this is where it leads to anyway. Those people who steal, they can't get away for very long.
Especially in today's day and age where you got CCTV cameras everywhere, inside every shop, outside every shop. It's very difficult to, you know, hide it in this day and age. And a person will definitely get caught, especially in the country, developed countries that we live in. You know, there's cameras everywhere, and sooner or later you'll get caught. And then imagine, you know, Abdullah, also, you know, when the police can't find someone, releasing your picture in front of the whole world. Imagine how you, a person, will be feeling. But Abdullah, there's another point that I would like to discuss here, that we spoke about theft, and a person, normally people think that, you know, theft is when something is taken off us, you know, physically, our money is gone, our jewelry is gone, something from our house is taken. There's another theft that is happening in today's day and age, which especially the elders, they don't pay too much attention to. And that's the identity theft. This is something that happens online. Now, this is when someone gets so much information of yours, your name, your address, etc., your date of birth, you know, other information. And now they use your identity to open bank accounts, to make other accounts, to take a phone contract out, to take a SIM contract out, meaning they use your identity. Now you're living there. You have no idea where this money is going from your bank, and you don't have an idea what's going on. So it's very important, Abdul Hanan, that in today's day and age, we be very cautious. Now, for example, a letter's come to her house, she's got some personal information. Now, we don't need that letter. Mm. Now, our job is to destroy that letter, you know, shred it. So, in other words, leaving no trace. Then another point that I'll mention here is keeping our PC safe. Now, today what happens is that, you know, we're doing online banking, we're buying things online, we're using our credit card, we're using our bank card. But we haven't got any security on our computer, which means a hacker will take our information and use it for other means. So it's very important that our laptops, our computers, we keep this safe.
See, well, I just want to mention here that there was an incident where someone's bank card was stolen. Basically, the bag was stolen. Now, in that bag was the bank card. In the bag also, there was the PIN number of the bank as well. So the thief had it very easy, stealing the bags. He got the PIN, he cashed out money, and you know, this type of things. You're right, we need to be very cautious in this matter and secure ourselves.
Because there's many ways that people are taking our belongings, our money, and especially online today as well. And this is why it's very important that when you do make an account online and you're about to buy something from a store, because it's a lot of time is online shopping today. If you order online, everything comes home. So when you are buying online, especially the accounts that you make, make sure your passwords are secure. You know, try to mix it up. Try to not make it easy. Now, if someone's name, for example, is Qasim, and he just puts Qasim for his password, people are going to find that. So make your password complicated. Put some numbers in there. Put some symbols in there to keep safe. Because obviously a person, there's Abdurrahman, by approximately 14.4 million people have been affected by identity theft in the last year, in the last 12 months. So it's very important that, especially the elders that are watching at this moment in time, online shop, all these things are good. But the simple rule is, keep your identity safe. Keep your password secure. Keep your account secure. Keep your computer, your laptop, your phone, keep them secure so someone doesn't take your data and use it on behalf of yourself.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is a message from Dawat Islami. This is a message from the platform of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah. Keep your identity secure. Make sure we don't make little silly mistakes. What happens is, Wasim bhai, sometimes little things, we actually set up the, you can say the trap for them to steal as well. Or we set up a layout for them to steal. For example, in winter's coming. What happens in the winter? People, they start their cars in the morning and they warm up their cars. So the car's running. They go back inside their house. They may be having their breakfast. Car's running so it gets warm. So before they jump in, before they go to... At times you see that someone's seen a car there. It's on. No one's there. Jumps in the car, drives off.
Every morning it's the same situation. They come out, start the car, go back in 5 minutes. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to take this opportunity and steal the car. So you're 100% right. At times, you know, people do give the invitation. This invitation that, look, come, you got steal. I've given everything is on the plate for you. So definitely, you know, a person goes through many efforts of the Hanan by going through the work life, struggling, you know, passing his exams and all these things. Alhamdulillah, you've gone very far in life. You're working, alhamdulillah. You don't get your money easy. You have to work for your money. So, tika, obviously, at times, theft does happen. Robberies do happen. May Allah protect us. But simple rule is that your belongings, keep them safe, inshallah, azawajal.
Wasim bhai, the sort of things which especially people tend to look for easy options to steal easy money. And one of them things is mobile phones. Yep. And we see in our society today, people are waving their mobile phones around as well and not being careful that someone comes along and they just snatches it.
That's right.
And or someone takes it just like this from you and runs off. And these sort of things which we see on a regular basis and become an easy way of stealing with so many people, easy way of making money from it, because one phone can be £500-£600, maybe £1,000 that phone is worth. And people run away with this as well.
Definitely, and especially mobile phone robberies of the Hanan Bay are, and car robberies. These are those robberies that are very high at this moment. Especially mobile phones in the youngsters is very common. And it's happening because people see these people as vulnerable and easy targets to get their belongings. But Abdurrahman, you know, you spoke about mobile phones. You just reminded me. There's another point that I'd like to mention here, that today, more or less, everyone's got a social media account, Facebook and other social media platforms. What happens is that people are taking selfies everywhere. You know, going to the restaurant, before they even start food, they're taking a selfie. And in the homes especially, you know, you bought something expensive. Taking a selfie, taking a picture, putting it on social media. Buying something else, something, you know, very valuable. Taking a picture, putting it on social media. Look, alhamdulillah, you went through the effort, a halal way to get that thing. Why are you promoting this to the world? So it's very important that, look, alhamdulillah, Allah's given you this blessing. Instead of sharing it to the whole world, do the shukr of Allah and stop sharing it to people, because when you are sharing it, and someone who's, you know, lower than you, he hasn't got that much money as you, when he's seeing this on social media, look what he's bought, a new car. He's got this now. Look what he's got in his house. This gives ideas to people, an easy target to steal as well.
Wasim bhai, there's so much to be really covered in this topic of theft, robbery. Just want to make the viewers of Madani Channel aware that where theft is actually leading them to. It's one is that the destruction of it is that it's leading them to jail or being locked up. The other is our Sharia, our Islam. Islam has also forbade this, and this is also amongst the major sins.
Mm.
To the extent that the one who is caught stealing in Sharia, in Islam, there's a punishment set for this. And this is obviously with the boundaries of Sharia law, where there is Sharia, where there is Islamic rulings. Alhamdulillah, these types of things are there. And the main reason for this punishment is to stop these types of things happening. The Islam is always forbade theft, always restricted us and kept us away from this type of things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also save us from this. Our deen is out there protecting us and saving us from these types of habits, whether it is the habits of drugs, alcohol, theft, and all the wrong actions which we are seeing. And these, alhamdulillah, azawajal, are covered in our program, alhamdulillah, our issues. It's a humble request to all the viewers of Madani Channel to continue watching this program, alhamdulillah. Our issues, save yourself from these problems. Save your society from these problems happening, inshallah, azawajal. Pass this message on to make sure others view this also, alhamdulillah, so our society can learn and reflect over these issues which are in our society and able to save ourselves from these problems. Gee, Waseem bhai, if you can give us some final message on this as well.
Abdul Rabbi, there's a famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a long hadith, and there's many actions, many sins that are mentioned in the hadith. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when a thief is committing theft, at that time his iman leaves his body. And you know, we see this, even though it's wrong, a person, you know, is caught, and people, you know, they go to the extent that they kill that person, which is wrong. You know, this is the job of the law to impose and, you know, obviously punish that person. But imagine dying in that situation when you are committing theft. And you know, sometimes a person is committing theft, they're running away from the police, they're running away from, a car comes, runs them over, even they're driving the car, and you know, they have an accident, they pass away. So this is the situation that a person, when he's committing theft, his iman leaves his body. But the final message that I would like to give up the Hanan Bhai to the viewers of Madani Channel at this moment in time is that, look, keep your belongings safe. You know, make your house secure. Take, obviously, you know, may Allah give those people the hidayat and give them the guidance as well. But keep your house safe. Put extra security things in your house to keep your home protected, inshallah. And also in regards to this as well, keep your identity, keep your belongings safe, inshallah, azawajal. And inshallah, azawajal, our things will be safe. There's a wazifa. And alhamdulillah, we should try to read these wazifas whenever possible. It's mentioned that anybody who recites Ya Jalilu 10 times, inshallah, azawajal, and then performs dumb on the belongings of the Hanan Bhai, those things will remain protected, inshallah, azawajal. So this is a beautiful wazifa, that anything you buy, car, mobile phone, Ya Jalilu 10 times, read Rushi before and after, inshallah, azawajal, and hopefully by the will of Allah, it will remain protected.
MashaAllah, Waseem bhai is also telling us to keep safe with wazifas as well, alhamdulillah. So my dear Islam brothers, continue to keep on watching these silsilas, our issues on Madani Channel, and continue watching Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and our belongings safe from thieves. Ameen.
Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. The courage and the strength to keep on going, and the patience.